You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. I am so glad that you've joined me today for the conclusion of my interview with Rachel Carman that was recorded live for the Homegrown Generation Family Expo. If you haven't heard parts one and two, you'll want to go back and listen to those. Now enjoy the rest of our conversation.
I'm here to tell you, our kids need us to say, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
This junk about it's a year-to-year decision, I'm just going to say boldly today because somebody needs to say it. When we first started homeschooling, there were lots of voices saying what I'm about to say. But it seems like there's not as many anymore. So I'm going to say it. Yeah. Drive a stake in the ground and say we're doing this. Mm-hmm. Don't make this decision year-to-year. You're building in insecurity in your children. You need to say we are doing this.
Yes.
Your kids don't need to wonder if they're good enough or they scored well enough or they behaved well enough or they paid attention well enough for you to do it again.
Yeah.
You need to say this is what we're doing and give your kids some security and confidence as you're going forward on this journey. They need that. You need that.
Yes.
You need to know that when you have a longer term vision for what you're accomplishing in homeschooling, when you mess up, it's one mess up and you get up and you go forward. But when you're trying to decide every day, you don't do your marriage that way.
Yeah.
Right. You don't get to your next anniversary and go, not such a great year. Maybe we don't do this again.
Yeah.
You make a decision to do this. And I really want to challenge these moms. Trust God enough to lean into him and trust that he's got something that he's doing, that he's up to something.
Yeah.
And find some other women. And I'm happy to be one of those. You can go over to my Facebook page and I have office hours on Thursday afternoons and tons of TC moms come over and private message me. And I pray for you. I add you to my prayer list. We need to get together and form a community and mm-hmm. know that we're all praying for each other.
Yeah.
And you need to get a vision that you're not alone in this.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I love your encouragement so much. You know, one of my favorite analogies I heard a speaker talk about this years ago was when our kids mess up, you know, if we think about it in terms of when our kids are real little, when they're, you know, a year old or, you know, 9, 10 months old, and they're just learning how to walk, they take a few steps. And then what do? They fall down. You know, and they've got their cushy little little diaper and, you know, and then what do? We don't say to our kids, you know, you stupid idiot, can't you learn how to walk? You know, we don't do that to our babies. We pick them up, we take them by the hand, we stand them up and say, okay, let's try this again. Come on, walk to mom, walk to mommy. And they take a few more steps and then they fall down again. And again, we don't yell and scream at them. We just say, okay, let's try it again. And we cheer them on.
Yeah.
That's what we're to be as moms. We're to be those cheerleaders in their life who when they mess up, because God is patient with us. How many times do we screw up? You know, but as their parents, there should be no other one in their life who's a better cheerleader than us, who will come alongside them, take them by the hand again for the 10th time when they've fallen today and say, come on, we can do this. Let's get up. And then sometimes you have to walk alongside them and, you know, okay, you're going to put this foot in front of this foot and this foot in front of this foot. And you teach them how to walk. And no one else is going to do that for our kids the way that we will. No one else can, because they're our children. God's given them to us to steward and to raise up. So I love your encouragement. We have a few minutes and I see questions coming in. So let's see if we can get to some of these questions.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me scroll up.
You have the benefit of seeing all the questions. That would have driven my my mind would have just gone crazy. I'm happy not to see all the feed.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm trying to kind of read them and talk at the same time. I don't know if it's a mom or dad. It just says Facebook user, but it says, what if you messed up with raising that child? My 15-year-old has rejected Christ. Our 2-year-old is clearly another TC.
Yeah.
I feel more equipped this time around.
Yeah.
And I would say 15 years old, It's not over. I mean, it doesn't matter if they're 15 or 50, you know, it's still not over. If they're still breathing, there's still hope for them. But how can you encourage that mom who feels like they've messed up with one?
I think one of the things that's been so powerful in my own life is the lessons. So I'm strong-willed, you know, you and I, same thing. I'm strong-willed and relatively confident in what I can do, and tragically arrogant before I was a parent and how I was going to do this. So for me, some of the blessings of being a that kid mom after having been a that kid are the lessons in humility that come along with it, that you actually get the opportunity to die to yourself, which, by the way, is part of the journey. If you are a follower of Christ, the whole point is that we die to ourselves and live to Christ, that we are raised a new creature that's not ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. So the humility that comes with that, and has it's related to feeling like you failed, maybe you're getting a vision for that kid and you feel like it's too late. It's not, right? We serve the great Redeemer who wastes nothing.
That's right.
So the first step is humility, taking it to the Lord first and just going, I'm repenting, confessing where you failed the Lord, where you missed his will, where in laying it out before the Lord, and then literally going to that child and saying, look, I've blown it. I see now, I'm learning these things now. I'm seeing this in you. And I'm so grateful for what God has given you, this strong nature that God has given you. And I have not been helping you be the person that God has planned for you to be, to use this strength for his glory. And I just want you to know that I'm really praying that we can work together, that we can learn together what God has planned for you for this strong will, because I don't believe that it's his will that you use it for anybody else's glory, not yourselves or anybody, yourselves or anybody else's, but only for his. And I just want you to know that I'm committed to praying that God will grow you into the young woman or man that he has planned for you to be. And you can count on me to be here with you. But being humble enough to own your part of it is the first step. I think we can't miss that step. We have to go in and say, man, I really let you down.
Yeah.
And model that for them and really spend a lot of time in prayer. I have a lot of moms who come and say, my son is 21. I blew it. And I'm like, I appreciate you for owning it. I really do. The game's not over yet.
Yeah.
So let's continue to pray for him and let's continue to see what God might do. And so I think it's important for us not to give up on them or give up on God. And it's another opportunity to let go and lean in. And that sounds, I wish letting go was easier. It sounds so easy. And I want to hold on to it all, right?
Yeah.
But again, it's this invitation to go deeper in our humility and our trust of God.
Yes. Yes. I love that.
Apologia Educational Ministries is happy to sponsor this episode of the Schoolhouse Rock podcast. Apologia is the number one publisher for homeschooling families with over 110 number one awards. Now that's impressive, but more importantly, that's why Apologia is trusted by homeschooling families all across the USA. Speaking of the USA, Americans will soon be voting. As with any election, the future of our country and the US Constitution is at stake. Your students need to know and understand our country's most foundational document. Fortunately, we have the perfect course to help. Constitutional Literacy. This is a video-based course with an accompanying student notebook. The author is Mike Ferris, current president and CEO of Alliance Defending Freedom. You can view a free video, download a sample lesson, and get more details at apologia.com/constitution. You can even take advantage of a 20% off promotion. Go to apologia.com/constitution and order your copy of Constitutional Literacy.
Really quickly, because I know that this mom, it seems, is feeling that way. And I'm certain that there are others feeling this way. Speak to the mom who just feels guilty. Like she feels like it's her fault. She's messed it up somehow.
Okay.
How do you encourage that encourage away the guilt?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And that's condemnation is from the enemy. Conviction is from the spirit. So when we're feeling that condemnation, the weight of this, that it's all wrong and it's never going to be okay and nobody can fix it, that hopelessness, that despair, all of that, that is from the enemy. And he wants you to get stuck there.
Right.
Now, that is all I need. That's all, the only battle cry I need to say, I am not staying where the enemy wants me. So that is what, when you can just realize what it is, that kind of guilt is totally from the enemy. Now, conviction is from the Holy Spirit. And I don't think it's a bad thing to feel guilt and shame. In fact, we're in a culture that wants to not feel guilt and shame.
Right.
And to the point that we are embracing obviously sinful behaviors and not blushing. The book of Jeremiah talks about that. There are shameful things, and there are things that feeling guilty over, that's a reasonable response. Mm-hmm. But to stay in guilt and shame when freedom in Christ is available is not a good choice. So take that guilt, as it says in the book of Hebrews, to the throne of grace with confidence. Go to God, run to God, fall on your knees and say, I feel so guilty. I made fun of him. I was cruel to him. I was mean to him. I belittled him. I did. Just lay it out and say, God, I'm bringing you my guilt and my shame and my embarrassment. Only you can take this from me. I need you to work a work in my heart because the enemy wants to enslave me to all of this. I need you to renew my mind. I need you to give me hope. I need you to show me that this is not your will for me to stay here.
Right.
So guilt and shame can be part of the conviction process. But if you get stuck in condemnation, that's the work of the enemy.
That's right.
So take it all to God. And it might be, and this has been true for me, it's not always insta-fix for me. I say a lot, if I ever come across a magic wand or pixie dust, right, that works to fix these things, I will not hold out on you. I will share them with all of my friends, but there's no such thing, right?
Right?
And sometimes it takes us some time to work through those issues, mm-hmm. right? And so we don't need to take it the first time to the throne of grace with confidence and pour it all out for God and get up off our knees and go, well, that was pointless because I still feel guilty. Because it might take some time.
Sure.
You've worked into the guilt, right? It's going to take you some time to lay it down mm-hmm. and to mm-hmm. trust God. So you infuse yourself, right? You lay it out before God. You own it all. You lay it out. Spend some time in his word.
Yep.
Spend some time in the Psalms. Spend some time reading about the truth of God's word. Just read through the Bible. Read about the life of Christ. Go back and just get in his word. Listen to good music. I love the hymns. I love Fernando Ortega. I love my Christian radio music. We got to set our mind, right? We cannot expect for transformation to take place if we're marinating in the things of the world. Mm-hmm. If we've always got the television on, or we've always got Netflix on, or we're always watching the news, my goodness, the political stuff right now could drive anybody nutty, right? We've got to make sure that in the process of taking the guilt and the shame captive, we're doing our part, right?
Yeah,
and so we're putting in all the positive things. And so we're putting God's word in. We're praying and we're meditating. We're listening to truth in hymns or in praise music. So set your context. Lay it out before God, but then set your context so the Holy Spirit can actually do a work. If you're going to... If you're going to really beat this, you got to be part of the solution.
Yeah.
You can't expect it to just be instant. You've got to set your mind. Colossians 3:1, Paul says, set your mind. In other words, intentionally resolve to set your mind. Don't let it wander, because if it wanders, it's going back to guilt. The
right.
enemy's whispering, right? So set your mind, and constantly, several times a day, you're focusing, refocusing, refocusing.
I love that. And I think so many times as parents, you know, we're taught and told we need to tell our kids how much Jesus loves them. And yes, we do. I mean, that is one of the greatest joys and blessings of homeschooling is being able to day in and day out, remind our kids how much Jesus loves them. But Jesus loves you too, Mom. Yeah. You know, he loves mom and dad as much as he loves the child. And you are his precious daughter and his precious son as much as your children are. Yeah. And I think sometimes we need to be reminded of that as adults. We are children. We are his children. And he loves us so very much. And he disciplines us too. And man,
because he loves us.
Because he loves us. So we're almost out of time. I'm going to, let's see. Okay. I'm going to try to get to both of these. Okay. We've got about 3 minutes. So let's see. So this one says, all my three are those children, but my oldest needs the most attention. Now 17, has overwhelmed our homeschool for 11 years now, with the other two being shoved aside. Now that he's graduating in June, how do I adjust with the other two, making sure my next, now 13, isn't doing the same, leaving my 9-year-old isolated? I feel like a juggler dropping all three balls on the floor daily.
Yeah. And I can totally feel that too. The whole juggling thing, you know, I juggle really well with one item.
Yep.
Right. But not any more than one. And as a homeschool mom, you don't have the luxury of having one item.
Yeah.
So I totally get that. And again, owning it is the number one thing to do, is owning it. But also finding ways to carve out time with your individual children. Mm-hmm. I think it's really a valuable exercise to spend time with your children in the ages that this mom particularly is describing, going over strengths and weaknesses and resolving to work on strengths, and you guarding the strengths and helping the weaknesses, because that gives them a personal identity of where they are, and that you're on their team and you're aware of them and they're aware of them. And this is what we're going to pray about, and this is how we're going to work together. But even though you may have more than one TC at your house, that doesn't mean they're all the same. Right. TC shows itself in a lot of different ways. You can have the strong silent type, the manipulative type, the deceptive type. You can have the yell in your face type, the defiant type, the anytime you say one thing, they're going to say the other one. So it can manifest itself in a variety of different ways. So I would also caution you, when you've identified that you have more than one in your home, be careful you're not just overlaying the oldest one on everybody else, because it might be a little different. And give your kids the freedom to come out of TC. I had one specifically who was not a TC, went into a season of being one and came out. Huh. Weirdest thing. yay. But I was not expecting that. When it first came, I thought, wow, have I just been not paying attention? And then when they came out of it, I was like, oh. Okay. So know that too. It could be that the other two, maybe there may be some acting out there, right? So they've seen how what you're describing has having hijacked school for the last 11 years. Mm-hmm. Perhaps they're only seeing that as the only way to get attention.
Right.
So it is possible that the other two aren't.
Right.
So own your stuff, but dare to have conversation with all of them, mm-hmm. and dare to cast a vision for God's purpose for their strength and their strengths and their weaknesses, and dare to tell them that you're on their team and you're going to do better. Oh. And you're going to repent for what you've done in the past. But like Paul says, right? I love what Paul says, forgetting what's behind and straining ahead. So, you know, let's learn from our mistakes. Let's admit them. Let's repent of them. Let's confess them. Let's forgive, and then let's go forward. Yeah. And so learn from what you messed up on, right? I've had to apologize to Charles for tons of stuff, right? But your mistakes are only worthless if you don't learn from them. So if you're going to make a mistake, at least learn from it and go forward, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the best thing that you can do. With these other two, pray that God will get a hold of their hearts. And with your 17-year-old, that God will place other people in their heart and their life that they'll listen to. They often need other people to listen to besides you.
Yes, they do. God is faithful to do that and to bring others into their lives.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.
Does it feel like you spend more time searching for educational videos than watching them? Are you looking for educational games and activity books? Do you need some virtual field trips to supplement your studies? Then Homeschool History is for you. Homeschool History is a new online resource from the team at Knotgrass History. You can use your phone, tablet, or computer to find history-related videos, games, websites, field trips, and more. Visit homeschoolhistory.com to start your free trial today. So this one says, what is the best way to practically stay calm and keep keep constant irritation at bay with a TC?
Yeah, that's a great question. And really, my first answer to that is a lot of death to yourself. You're just going to have to, you're really going to have to. And sometimes it's pen and paper, writing down everything that's driving you to distraction. And just, you know, I remember one time literally writing everything that was driving me to distraction and just having to tearfully, I was trying to hold on to so many things, like how towels are folded and a timed schedule, like a schedule, yeah. Like at 7:15, we're doing this, and at 8:33, we're doing this. I mean, just insanity. And, you know, and this, the lesson plan book. And I remember sitting there, and an older, wiser woman than me said, Rachel, why don't you just write down everything that's driving you crazy? And now I know that she's sitting there going, honey, you need to get a hold of your, and she was kind enough not to do it that way, but I know, you know, that's totally what she was doing. And I was like, okay. So I sat down and I started writing down, and it was an embarrassingly long list, and it was a stupid list. And when I first started writing it down, I was just so ticked. And I mean, everything was wrong. Davis was doing this. He's my husband. And, you know, the kids were doing this, and this was happening, and this. And I'm sitting there and I'm mad and I'm crying. And then there came a point where I got tickled because it was just stupid. You know, it was dumb. Mary George has written several books, and I did a book study on one of them one time. And one of the things she said in one of her books was that the mother is the thermostat of the home. Hmm. And, you know, we can resent that. That's one option. We can really manipulate that. Or we can really utilize that to the glory and the benefit, the glory of God and the benefit of everyone who comes through our house. Proverbs says that the foolish woman, the wise woman builds up her house, but the foolish woman tears it down with her own hands.
That's right.
You know, we can choose to hold on to all of it. And we have met that mom, right?
Yeah.
I was at a conference a couple of years ago, and this woman came up to me and she said, I don't want to let go of it. I don't want to homeschool, and I don't want to let go of it. And I had just talked about, you know, chill out and let it go, right? And I mean, she just walked up to me and just, and her two of her dear friends were with her, and we just stood there, and I really appreciated how raw and honest she was, because I get it, mm-hmm. You know. That's true for a lot of us. We don't want none of us really want to die to ourselves. We really kind of like ourselves as sinful and arrogant and prideful and hideous as it is. We kind of like it. And the thought of dying to ourselves and having to let it go, we don't want to do that.
Right.
But it's a glorious liberation to let go of stuff. And so you let go of things. Like for one really good example. So if you have a TC, I'm betting that they are not capable of sitting still while you do read alouds.
Right.
I really wanted my son to sit still. I wanted, what did I want? Crisscross applesauce with his hands folded in his lap. I mean, come on, 2 feet on the floor or crisscross applesauce, right? That's, I wanted him to sit still. Okay, look, I can insist on that and he's not going to hear a word I say. Or I can let go of that and let him do something with his hands so that he can actually take in what I'm saying and actually love learning.
Yes.
And that I get him and not insist on me.
Yeah.
So it starts by literally daring to consider So, Mom, you're saying you're going nutty. Would you dare to write down what those things are and dare to actually consider if they're worth it? It's kind of like the monster in the closet when you're a little kid and you're having a nightmare and there's a monster in the closet. And if you just turn on the light and open the door, there's nothing there.
Right.
Sometimes if we dare to actually write these things down, they're rattling in our brain and they're huge and they're big and they matter, right? I mean, they matter. We write it down and it's like, I am being so stupid and silly and selfish.
Yeah. Time to let it go. I hope you've been encouraged this week. Please be sure to join us again next week for another fantastic episode that will be sure to encourage you on your homeschool journey. Until then, have a fantastic day. The 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo is available now to encourage you. You'll enjoy practical homeschooling encouragement, advice, and resources from many of your favorite homeschool leaders. Here are just a few of the testimonials from those who have enjoyed this online conference. Rachel said, "Best homeschool conference I have ever attended, filled my soul and definitely God-driven." Katie said, "This was absolutely amazing. I have been so encouraged and blessed. The one thing that stood out to me about each session I have listened to is that every single one pointed us back to Jesus, back to Him who is faithful. Thank you for everyone who made this possible." And another homeschool mom said, "Thank you so much for all the value provided at this price. We are a big family with a super tight budget. My husband was encouraged. The boys listened in too. A relief to find this resource at such an affordable price with so much value." Register today at homegrowngeneration.com for a free preview, over 9 hours of content, or register for lifetime access to the entire conference for just $20. Go to homegrowngeneration.com today.